You know, it's said that if we think about our own suffering, we find it unbearable. But if we think about other suffering, we don't necessarily find it unbearable. This depends, doesn't it? For example, if I think about my family or friends, my best friend is suffering, I can't bear the thought of their suffering. But then I hear somebody down the road's got the same problem, it doesn't move my mind in quite the same way, and then apparently there are thousands of other people with this problem. I'm not touched by that at all. So this friend, enemy, stranger thing, which comes from our deluded mind, gets in the way. We need now, when we develop affectionate love, it's like equanimity. We feel the same feeling equally for every living being. We feel every living being, when we think of them, we have this feeling close to them. So if you feel close to somebody, if you love them and you think of their suffering, you will find their suffering unbearable. And then the mind of compassion will come. So that's why this first line is so important. We start with this first line. We open our mind so that we feel close to all living beings. Warm feeling. You know, to all living beings equally. And then on that basis, we consider their suffering in the same way that we considered our own suffering. And because we love them, because we feel close to them, what will come is compassion, a wish to free them from their suffering. Just as when we think about our own suffering, what comes is renunciation, a wish to free ourselves.